Hold
Hi, I'm
on.
Vlad. Go.
Also,
Barry, it's also so much like a TV with Snagged Balsecho, but the Kosher is more so the Gamishim Shaloy, but the Hain School in Illustrate Farm, but so it's like some of the Yam, Halech is actually less on his. So he's saying like this, the Emes is, there are two separate, I guess, antithesis to our Kodesh Baruch in the world. There are two koiches in the Bria that both of them have a certain isnagdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and each one has a certain yichud in how it's misnagged. The Olam HaTeva is the ikka isnagdus of Olam HaTeva. Isnagdus in the sense that it seems to be a counter to the claim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Balabas. Is the Olam HaTeva. Olam HaTeva means that it's fixed, it's never ever changes, there's never any shino, gravity never works the opposite direction, particles never attract the other way, they never stop the tracking, every single nekuda is exactly mesuda, and in that in that absoluteness of immutability, it's not imaginable to us that there should ever be a change in Teva possible, and therefore I don't need a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the picture. So one stira in the Bria, and that's the stira of Kfira, is that there's no need for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The world exists within itself. Aristotle, when his position was that the world is a copy, the point of it was it exists because it exists. There's absolutely no need or sense of having anything else. It's a mitzvah. I'm sorry, I have a cold. The other side is that, and in a certain sense, the other side has a maila. It's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Ratzon. In other words, I cannot say that the ultimate koyach in the Bria is a blind mitzvah. I mean, every blind mitzvah that we know in the world is designed by something, and like they call it an intelligent design. Everything is the product of a Ratzon. And everything that is frozen in a certain way cannot have come from somewhere else. In other words, if the basic foundation, the basic description of the laws of nature is that they are absolute and everything has to come from something, then where did it start from? So Bal Karchov, that's not a mahalach either. But if I find something in the Bria that's a Baal Ratzon, that's Afka from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Lamashal, Oida Benazara, they deherred alternative Baalei Ratzon in the Bria. There are other gods, and those gods want things. In other words, if you take a look at the difference between Avodah Zarah and Kfira, they go to the heart of what is the most absolute. There's an absoluteness in nature, the fact that the laws are frozen stiff, nothing ever changes. So you have to fakir to Shaila that it's not the product of any Ratzon. There's no yesh me'ayin. Ratzon is something that's yesh me'ayin. The Teva is pure yesh me'yesh. It is as it is. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be misaxed to Kali Yisrael in a way that will be mafkia for both of those havaminas fakir, for both those opposite things, he needed to do something that would be mafkia from the mareches of Teva and something mafkia from the mareches of Ratzon of Bechira. I once was medayek the Rambam. I don't know 100%. But it certainly it's well. Rambam writes in Mamash, the beginning of the Sefer Torah, Perek Aleph, Beis, that there's nothing, you know, the core of Emunah is to believe that there's nothing in the world the or ashamayim lemal, not the oretz mitochas, v'loy masha b'nehem, anything other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I understand the two extremes. Shamayim imal, there's a havamin of malachim and various types of vinyanim, and so all ruchnistic beings are not independent beings, they're all HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. Fine. The oretz lemata, they also understand, because that's like the philosopher said, you want to say that it can't be a Kadosh Baruch Hu sullies his hands with things in this world. So Bal Karchach, he's going to Bal Karchach, a Kadosh Baruch Hu was Masalik himself. So those two alternatives I understand. What I don't understand is what's the Beinayim, Masha Beinayim. So it could be, it means the Kochav Mazalas, because really that's what the Rambam, that's how the Rambam sketches out the world. Rambam sketches out the world with the Prius Lyonivs and the middle and the bottom. So it's not a terrible kasha. But I was thinking that what the Beinayim is Adam. Adam is the only Priya that straddles both worlds. And he has, Adam is Zoish Megiya Shemaima. And, you know, Ragavutavarza, the person straddles the Toy Lamas. And the straddling of the Toy Lamas is really what allows for Bechira. And therefore, it's something that is it's an alternative. If you take a look also in the Rambam, in the Rambam in Tshuva, where he speaks about Bechira, he doesn't say that Adam has a koyach bechira. He says harishus nesuna l'chol Adam. Harishus nesuna means that we're given sovereignty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed us with sovereignty, and in anything that's negar to us, we have a certain autonomy, a certain independence, and that's something that is that's a chiddush gadol. That there is a autonomy, independence, and b'meila, in some ways, a person can say, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me rishus for bechira, total bechira, then that's it. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a mitzvah. So I now have freedom of action, to which the Rambam says, Hokuf HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it with restrictions. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, like by paro, he says, he took it away. In other words, Vayichbad Leif Paroi in the Makis was all a demonstration of a Hafka Bechira. So it fits exactly with what he's saying over here. Masha'inkin on the Yam, the Ikechidish was vis-a-vis Teva, and each one of these, on the other hand, about Bechira, never fixed and frozen. So it's in some ways not as strong as that. So this is the how HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to have separate Marachos of Nisim, each one to be Mafkia from a different Nikuda of opposite to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's total Shlita. Voidesh Chaladav Zolohavit Kichiluk Yesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hoitzis Yisrael Mitzrayim, b'haynu miparo zeh shohoye b'yisashah. Al adayin hoitzis Mitzrayim adim ur b'chlal. So also the Geula was on two levels, paro and afkof Mitzrayim. Ki ma'acha shohye tachtehem, afkiyotzim mishus shel b'yisam Mitzrayim, lo'yotzim mechlal Mitzrayim, shakoy lo'yisam shohye b'zman azeh v'ashiyu lo'osit. וזה היה על ידי קריאס ים סוף, שיוצא ישראל מן הארץ בכלולו, על ידי ניסים בים, ושוקו כל מצרים ותויכו בפעם אחד. ובאדם הזה יוצא מטרים בכלל. So he says that they were, the יציר was the יציר from מוחוס המצרים. And, you know, as you see from Leroy's, and there's a history to go back again, it's a certain finishing with that gullus in a way. In other words, so long as an Ummah hasn't been defeated, Chloe is Ummah, and only in Proteus, so then we can't say that we can't say that this could never happen. happen again. But there wasn't anything in this Ummah that was defeated. At this particular moment, freed is fantastic, but there's no hafkar from that. So Ummah, Masha'in came out of Kosh Bazlov, gave an Ummah. It's a hafkar clawless, and the person goes out. When Mufka from that, there was one thing that finished, and that was Mitzrayim. The Sfasem says that when the Gam as a Gadona Noichi, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was down the Goy, it means that it was a half god, not only from a particular Torah, it was from the Ummah as a cloud. And therefore, he needed to have that extra Nisim on the Yam. There's one more Nakuda why the Yam is particularly suited, or why the Yam is particularly aimed for these type of Nisim for the Ummah. The Etzim, a Yam, is natural kvul for a place or makim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the muscle, when he took Klal Yisrael out, it says that he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Me'eva Nor, Oya Vesechem, that they were Me'eva Hanar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out from Me'eva Nor. The Nar the Nar is sort of Hafrada, is here and here. We have Yaakov Avinu and Mavar Yabrik. And all these places are places in Inyanim that are its boundaries. And from this point onwards, this is what this is a Dumitzius. When we went into Eretz Yisrael, was the Yarden. So, I mean, Klal Yisrael itself, Klal Yisrael itself went in through, Klal Yisrael went through different letters to get to different rivers and bodies of water to get to their final destination. And so you have Me'eva Nor, the others came, you have the Mava Yabik, you have Kriyas Yamsuf, and you have the Yarding. Each one gives a certain mitzias. You see, even in Yisrael, the chelik that is divided by a Nor has a different status. That's the natural mitzias for these things. So the Maisa, by taking us across the Yam with Nisim, that created a sort of Yitzhak from Mitzrayim. He took us off the other side, and that was a hafkor from the cause of Mitzrayim. So he says it was more the Ummah Pamechot rather than the exist the parrot. But that was the answer to time about Ophika. It's a Kriyas Yamsuf like this guy, Raglashi Yochid. In Mitzrayim, as Yachreim, they call a parasha. If they say, Hoya the Lechol Mitzrayim, Mashahim in Mitzrayim. Val Pizah, Soy, Dorsha, Mesenas, also here, it wasn't an Indian of particular people running after them. It had to be the Klolius of Mitzrayim as a whole. So the cloud is, whenever you're dealing with a tsar, this is the understanding also by Sashal Aesop, whenever you're dealing with a tsar, it means you're not dealing with a particular person, or you're dealing with a sheresh. You're dealing with the whole over continuous search. So the Sars of Mitzrayim and the Sechreim, because it was a battle with Mitzrayim, not with Mitzrayim. When the figure of a year away, the Chodin and Tzuchas and Loy Leil Mitzrayim, I call it Umbashim Tasa Sashalom. When the figure of a Malach Lazoysa, the Kashi Nitzra Sashalom, the Shulka Nitzra Sumba Klau. So once they were not saying the Sara, they were not saying the whole Umba. Now, Dabin Zeboko Kasyam, so the figure of Ksiv Kikasher, Isim is Mitzrayim, Yerim, Lizzy, 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 because it was mufka from the etzim, it was mufka from the etzim of Mitzrayim. The imkay koyes the yitzir Mitzrayim the gamri of the osid melach makam hashem, and it was a afkor for Adam. You find also when we say adnei hashem lekecha asher tesicha v'ed Mitzrayim. So it's not pshat that particular mice. I mean, one pshat is that's what we mark here, and you know, and it's like, you know, remember I'm the guy who helped you there. So this is me. But the way he's saying here, it's a much deeper knage. He is taking us out of Mitzrayim. It was, and since it was a mice in Mitzris, and it was something forever. So that becomes mitzurif tavaya. Anything that is a temporary fix, Akash Mokho have to do something, but it's a type of maisa that would not have become, it's not something that becomes part of the permanent season of the world. Can't be mitzurif the things that are. And yet, both in Matarikilo Hasinai, Kach Baruch was a God himself, as a Neu Hashem HaKadosh is in the Rav Sitzayim, one. Two, in Kriya Shema, we have a tziruf of the parshas of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Shkiz Yitzias Mitzrayim, to that parsha. That's only possible because it's Be'etzim has become a Mitzias Mucholetes. Since this is a Mitzias Mucholetes, it's forever. It becomes any maisa that becomes eternal because it's part of the atzmius of the bria belongs to that world of a likus of a noich Hashem. So even when you have the most profound giluyim, those profound giluyim it will include it because just like a noich havaya is forever, the tzitzich meret Mitzrayim is a hafkor nitzchis. It belongs to that same type of framework. Any questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, is there a significance as to the order in terms of that we have Odom first and then Teva second with Mitzrayim? And also, is there significance why Odom, with Odom, we know explicitly what the Nisim were, but the Eseb Arayom, it's not really explicit in the Torah, the Gabi Teva.
And just one more point. This idea that when we go through the Yam and the Naharis is an actual Gavul.
Right.
And we're called Ivrim, Mipnesha, Varnu Yam, because we pass
right.
The Yamsut. Right. And the whole concept of, you know, the Tahar of a mikvah, and like, you know, a Gersh Niskayer through a mikvah. I mean, what is the idea that when you go in a body of water, is this the same type of concept that Maim is usually a Gavul? I mean, what's is this shaykh at all to the musik of mikvah and geirus, or is that a different?
The way they usually explain it by mikvah and so on, the muscle they give for it is just like in the beginning of the Bria's Holdup, everything was mayim, and from all mayim, everything was formed. So in the Metzias of
Right, right. Right, right. Okay.
Okay.
Shkayach and Shlema.